This is Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.
I would direct your attention to the Rumble in the Morning Facebook page, the See It Now tab of our FM 99 app, so you can see the photo that accompanies this story.
I'm looking at it now.
Let me read you the headline. Man fears for life after finding a hidden door in his basement that leads to the unknown.
Leads to the unknown?
To the unknown. No, 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 no.
Just get a flashlight and go.
Yeah.
And then you'll know it.
Explore.
Yeah.
Discovery was made shortly after he moved into the new house. You know how you're walking around the new house and every once in a while you find a doodad or a thing that you didn't know you had before?
Yeah.
Right. Well, he was down in the basement and found a large door. But in front of the large door was a metal filing cabinet that had been tipped on purpose to block the entire walkway. Don't go here.
So he, like, took off a wall, and that was behind the wall. And then
I guess.
That's what it looks like. It looks like.
It's in a crawl space or something.
It is, like, right? And like there's shelving or pipes over here and here.
Yeah.
There seems to be some sort of wiring. And most importantly, though, as a part of the story, his dogs refused to go down there with him. They won't go into the basement with him.
Okay, that's a bad sign. Always trust Fido.
Yeah, they smell stuff.
Yeah.
Stuff's happening. Would you go through that door?
How much money are you paying me?
Oh, dude, I'm gonna strap up and I'm going through.
If it's my house, I gotta find out if I'm living a ghost or not.
Yeah, if this is a portal to hell or dead bodies or
I might send the family over to the in-laws.
Yeah.
Right.
I'd like to shake hands with the demon before it possesses me.
Yeah, if you don't mind.
Yeah. you can get me, but you're not getting my family.
Can I get a little forked tongue before you jump in here? Do you mind? Do you care? Just a little.
Little tease. Wet the whistle here.
Make sure you use some lube.
Yeah. My dogs won't go near the door, so I'm doubly not opening it, he wrote. However, he did manage to get an audience for this thing, so there's some back and forth going on here. And again, it could be Clicksville.
Yep.
Yeah.
It might be.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Horror movies have taught me that questions posed are often scarier and more interesting than any answer I could get out of it, so that MF-er is staying closed. Round up a posse, live stream it, open that stuff. Let's do it, man.
Come on.
Ooh. It's truly against my nature to not open it, but if my dogs won't go near it, I kind of don't want to go near it either. It's probably nothing, but I do need to know. Dude, what do you do? There's your buddies. This is why you got buddies.
Yeah. There's a 99.999% chance that nothing bad is behind that.
It's Al Capone's vault.
0.1%.
Yeah.
But how about when you go into the extra room and it's painted red? You know, just shocking red floor, ceiling.
Yeah.
You ask yourself, what happened in here?
Nope.
What did they do? Were they into something weird?
You know?
I don't know, man. I've never had anything like that. I found stuff that people left behind. Never had, like, the fakey room or anything. Seen some interesting painting choices. Helping my wife out as a realtor, showing up some of these places to fix something that needs to be tended to. Some of them were... Sometimes you'd find a questionable-looking room, like, I wonder what happened here. The rest of the house is so tasteful, and that yet this one looks like it was, you know, was it behind lath and plaster? What's happening? Anyway, that story's true.
Scary.
It is scary. That's why it is.
Stupid News Extra.